When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What the hell? That's not the theme song for the Ron and Wrestling Connection segment.
Once again, Nick didn't put it in the system.
Wow.
Who are we going to blame?
Nick Graham. Nick.
Oh, that would be a fun new bit. To the tune of Ghostbusters. Who are you going to blame?
Nick Graham.
I think he'd be a big fan of this.
Well, it's got to...
Yeah, we need another syllable. Yeah, we need...
Nick, Nick Listgram. it's kind of lame. Like, I hate it when songs that were very popular, then they had to change some words.
Wait, here we go.
To try to fit it into the existing tune, and then they just randomly add some syllables, and it just throws off the whole vibe of the song. Hate that.
Who are you gonna blame? It's Nick Graham.
This is the segment we call the Run and Wrestling Connection. Josh says he has a lot of stuff. I don't have as much this
week. I just have one thing.
So I'll just... You asked earlier about a prediction that you said you were proud of.
Yeah.
Here was one I correctly nailed.
Okay.
When we found out that the WWE was no longer going to be on Fox, Friday Night SmackDown, I said, well, probably the reason for that is... They've got a contract with, you know, some pretty important football leagues, and they might, like, move some games to Friday night.
Sure.
And lo and behold, this fall, Big Fox will be carrying Friday night football.
Nice.
Well,
Friday
there
night
was
is
question
a great night for football.
About, because the SmackDown show is moving to USA Network, the home of Monday Night Raw.
SmackDown is what day of the week?
That's the Friday
That's
night
the Friday show
on show. Fox.
And then Raw is Monday.
Raw is moving to Netflix, but that contract doesn't start until January.
Okay.
So there was going to be a period of time where Raw technically wouldn't have a home because in October, the SmackDown officially moves to USA Network. So Raw was going to be homeless. Well,
why couldn't Rod still be on USA?
Well, the contract had expired.
Oh, okay. What did they?
And
did
so
they...
there was going to be a period of time between the contract expiring and the new contract starting with Netflix. Well, they have just announced that they have picked up the fourth quarter of the season, which is October, November, December.
Love the fourth quarter.
Raw will stay on USA.
Oh, there you go.
So USA will be the home of both Raw and SmackDown for about 3 months.
There you go.
Before the whole Netflix thing starts.
So that's some wrestling for you.
But there's a little wrestling news for you. Also, they're contesting the King and Queen of the Ring.
Oh, you were going to tell me about Cody. Why did he
the
have
Cody
a
story.
Why is it called a story?
Well, because his story was Cody Rhodes is the son of...
Dusty.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
He did not sound like that.
Oh, my bad.
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Why is it a story?
The story was Dusty Rhodes never won the WWE champion.
Why is that a story?
I'm explaining the story.
Okay.
The first act was that Dusty Rhodes never won the WWE championship.
Okay.
And it was always a dream for Cody to finish his family's story by claiming the title.
But why again is it called a story?
Because it's a story. It's like
we don't say Patrick Mahomes completes his story. It's a game. It's a sport. I'm so confused.
But it's part of the.
I never heard this lexicon
like
until recently.
It's like a journey. It's like fulfilling your destiny.
See, that would have made more sense if they would have said.
Well, it sounds cooler if you say you finished my story.
Cody finished his.
It's
destiny.
It's just the way he used to phrase it. It's finishing his story.
Okay. And heard
it's just like you know, if somebody who wanted to willingly destroy their knees for no obvious gain whatsoever wanted to do
to
beat a certain time so that they could qualify for another running race that happens in a very problematic part of the country.
Nice. That's a great.
You would have
finished my story.
You finished your story
when I did that. That's a great point.
Doesn't
John.
That sound cool?
It does sound
doesn't
cool.
Doesn't it sound more
for the whole
poetic and majestic to say that, hey, by me running under 3 minutes and
three
qualifying
hours.
Or
three hours.
3 minutes, 3 hours. What's
I can't run a marathon that fast.
But you finished your story.
I wish I would have said that when I broke three for the first time. I finished my sub-three story.
Well, there you go. Josh, you finished your story.
John, speaking of Boston, did you know that many people are wondering what the cutoff time is going to be for the 2025 Boston Marathon?
Yeah, and I'm afraid of what they would say about that cutoff time, but that's another story.
You remember how You remember how last year I missed it by 16 seconds because even though I had 5 minutes and 13 seconds of buffer, it wasn't enough? Well, this year the cutoff time seems like it's going to go even higher. Some people are predicting 8 minutes. There was this guy, he's my hero. His name is Joe Drake. An update to an attempt to predict the cutoff time for the 2025 Boston
Marathon. How do they determine the cutoff time?
It is the number of applicants who have qualified for Boston. So because I missed it because there were 11.
So they only want a certain number of people to run.
You can only have a certain number. You can only have, I think it's like 20,000 people that qualify can run. Last year, 31,000
applied. So it's kind of like the cut line in golf.
Yes.
Where depending on how the field is doing.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So last year, too many of us.
So
there were too many good runners.
Your sport is actually acting like a sport.
It is a sport.
Very nice. Many
are saying,
okay.
This guy,
Drake.
Yes.
Not that Drake.
But he has gone through all of these races. He has built a model that tells us that the cutoff time is probably between right now 5:43 and 7:11. So you got to run that much faster than your Boston qualifying time to get in. Thankfully, I whooped its ass and I beat it by 18 minutes, so I'll be just okay.
So we're not going to find out that you didn't qualify.
No, I'm making it this year. But
you're making it.
Friend of the Grum, Chris Whitney, he is going to be going for it later on this year. And so he probably has to beat his qualifying time by that. Now, you know Chris is like ancient. He's in his 40s now. Which is good, though,
wow.
For a runner.
Listen, I mean, these runners, not only do they willingly destroy their own ligaments, but they knock other runners.
Not knocking
him. I thought this whole running
handshake
thing
me.
Made you a better person.
It does.
That doesn't sound like better to me when you're making fun of a fellow runner like Chris Whitney.
I'm just saying he's
long
old.
Tortured Bengal and Cowboy fan Chris Whitney.
Yeah, that's odd. He is a Rangers fan, so at least they won the World Series.
That's
but
true.
But because he'll be above 40 for the marathon, his qualifying time is a little higher now.
Mm.
That's a good thing about aging.
Mm.
So his is 3:10. So he needs to run 5 minutes and 43 seconds to 7 minutes and 11 seconds faster than 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
I see.
So we'll all be rooting on Chris later this year. So there you go.
Well, where are we rooting him? Because he just ran in Lincoln.
Yeah, he's still deciding on what he's going to do. So I don't want to step on his toes. I think I know where he's going to go, but I don't want to announce it. I have inside information.
Okay.
But we're rooting for him.
I see.
Yeah.
Is this Michael? I always use my Popeyes app severe.
it is Michael Popeyes. Actually, not just Popeyes. I use all the apps. Doesn't matter where I go, I use an app.
Michael loves app.
Yeah, I want to say that I destroyed my knees, and it certainly wasn't anything wonderful or life changing. Destroying my knees playing football. So I think running is probably a slower way to destroy your knees, so Josh is probably benefiting.
Thank you, Michael.
From what he's doing more.
Don't
than
encourage
I
him, Michael.
I did.
Thank
Don't
you, Michael.
I'm just saying. I mean, I didn't benefit at all. You know, I didn't get a scholarship or anything like that. I got an artificial knee at 54 because of it. So I don't know if that's a.
I get happy.
I think you probably destroyed that knee waiting for your Popeyes order. That's what I think.
Okay, I'm calling for that. Let's do a challenge.
Oh God, here we go.
Back in the old days.
Yeah.
They used to yell challenge on the block, and whatever the challenge was, you had to accept it because you talked a lot of crap like you often do. Let's do this. Let's go to Popeyes and order.
Oh.
We can do a drive-through or we can do inside. Let's do that. And if it's a reasonable time, we'll set a time, I don't know, 8, 10 minutes, 5, 6 minutes, whatever you say. And if they do it and they get the food out before your time, then you can no longer down talk Popeyes.
Oh.
And you have to say it's the best chicken on the planet Earth.
No, okay, first of all, Michael, great idea. So you want me to lie?
Oh, wow, you're that scared that they would give you the food in a very fast time?
I mean, I've had a lot of fried chicken. Again, if I was talking about butterscotch candies, I would go to you.
Just stop. This crazy fool last week said Popeyes is the best chicken in Omaha.
It is.
This crazy old fool.
It is the best fried chicken in Omaha.
It is. This crazy old one-need fool.
It's true, man. It's the best fried chicken. The sad thing is that it shouldn't be, and it wasn't. The best places have closed, tragically. COVID. Mm. Family members didn't want to take over the business. Whatever it was, they closed.
I think we need to kind of, because I mean, anybody, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Here we go. Look at these excuses, Michael.
I think we should.
You are afraid.
I'm not afraid.
He's going to hurt his knee backpedaling.
I'm not afraid because I know what you Popeye's cult people are going to do.
Here we go.
You're going to arrange it so that they know when I'm coming and they'll treat me like a king.
I would not do that.
Don't worry, John. They would never treat you like a king.
Why wouldn't they? Because they're ginger racists?
Look, I love Dusty, and just because he said, you know, win, lose, or try, or whatever, you got to cheat, I'm not cheating, bro. I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. I would never cheat.
All right, we'll figure out a challenge.
Anonymously, we'll pick the Dodge one, which I'll agree is the slowest, but it's a lot faster than you talk about. We'll go with the Dodge Street one, random time, on your way to work. We meet over there, we order, and we see.
Michael, you think that one's slower than the one on 120th? Or on 90th, excuse me?
The two slowest is the one on Dodge, and then the one on 30th over by Metro.
That's my old Popeyes when I lived at 30th and Ida. Yeah, that one is.
Yeah, I think those are the two
slowest. And they have two drive-thrus. They have two windows at that Popeyes.
Two drive-thrus so they can abuse you more.
It's not the drive-thru that's the issue. It's just it's a lackadaisical attitude towards working at a
retail. Lackadaisical?
That's the issue.
Lackadaisical, that's the name of the Popeyes employee manual. Hey, someone grab a copy of Lackadaisical.
But I know this for a fact. It's not as slow as you say. I know that for a fact because you exaggerate and you make it sound like
I don't exaggerate, man.
You don't want to move into the 21st century and use the app, which you should do.
I shouldn't have. If I'm on the spur of the moment and I'm driving, I should not be using my app and I'm like, man, I'm hungry. I could use something to eat. And I just pull in.
Why not? Why wouldn't you? You're going to save money. It makes everything go faster. Why wouldn't you try to be more inefficiency, John?
Because
the reason our country is heading where it is.
I don't want to run people off. I don't want to kill somebody because, I was on my Popeyes app.
John, I've seen you drive. I'm not concerned about you using the phone at the same time. You drive like a fool anyway. So I'm not even worried about that. I know how you drive.
You're just a puss. That's all. You're just like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. No, we got to the airport on time.
Yeah, you were on two wheels for most of the thing, and you took a curb that was set at 25 at 55 miles an hour. Look, I'm not worried about you.
Dude, I was below the white line, man. I was hitting the apex of the corner. If you watch racing, you know these things.
Michael, when was this?
This was our trip to Columbus,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had to get to the airport. Now, we weren't late for the airport. We had plenty of time to get to the airport. But John was driving, and he thought, oh, my God, we got to get there early. And so, you know, John tried to kill us all. But it's fine. It's fine. That's why I'm not concerned about you using the phone while you drive, because I know you can handle it.
There you go. Multitasker. Good multitasker. Exactly. Travis says, sounds like John Bishop is scared of a challenge.
No, I'm not scared at all. I'll be more than happy. I'll be more than happy.
Okay.
I'll pay for the chicken.
Oh.
How about that? I'll pay for the chicken.
But you can't use the app. See, it's got to be
reasonable time.
What's a reasonable time?
That is a good question for this discussion.
Josh, what's a reasonable time if you go into the drive-through?
You can't ask another cult member what a reasonable time is.
I feel like under 6 minutes is reasonable.
Under 6 minutes?
Is that not reasonable?
Good grief, I could get served faster in a sit-down restaurant.
Okay, that's not true.
It depends, of course, how many other cars are in the line. Right?
It definitely does,
so
yeah.
Say there's six cars in the line, 6 minutes would be great.
That'd be amazing.
If you're the only car in the line, 6 minutes will be slow.
If you're going to lunchtime, there probably going to be a couple cars in the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. We got to figure out how many cars based off how many cars are in line, and then we'll do the number that way.
All right, we'll figure this out.
3 minutes per car, maybe.
This sounds like a fun summer bit.
It does.
I think it's a good summer bit. Anything that gets you to stop with your ridiculous criticism.
It's not ridiculous.
And, Michael, we get to eat Popeyes. This sounds amazing.
Exactly. It's a bonus for everybody, especially for John, because he can shut his big fat mouth.
It ain't going to change the fact that they got the tiny baby pieces of chicken.
Look at you.
It's just not true. I told you before, if you want giant chicken, that steroid, anabolic, bad for you, dying of cancer chicken, you can always go out west. They got a place out there that has that giant chicken.
And what was the best era of wrestling and football when they were taking the roids?
Nice. Well, that's not quite true. You know, I think the best era of football is right now, but, you know.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, another good summer topic.
Better athletes. You have guys now who are bigger than the guys who were playing then, playing a level down in the system, especially on defense, and they're faster and stronger than the steroid guys were. So give me that. Give me those guys. I'll watch that. Great quarterback play for the most part. I think great wide receivers. It's a better era now.
Hmm.
It's a good
and
topic.
And Kevin Kugler's calling games. That tops it all.
And Kevin is calling games. Yeah. I think that's going to downgrade it for John.
Well, yeah. I
John mean, doesn't like Kevin?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. They were good friends.
Well, no, it's most of the games he calls I'm not watching.
That's not true. He calls the Rams all the time.
Well, that's true.
He's like the voice of the Rams.
He's always sending his little coded language through. Like, I can hear the glee in his voice. Like
touchdown Seahawks.
There was a game 2 years ago against the Falcons where the Rams were up. God. What was the famous score in the
28-3.
And Kevin's like, wow, this has never happened before. A team comes back. And then the Falcons just start amazingly coming back. And I could hear in his voice, he was like communicating through his voice
just to you?
To taunt me, and I was screaming at my television.
John,
I'm saying you are a jerk.
That's not what happened.
You are a jerk.
Stop that. He's not a jerk.
All right, Michael Severe, ladies and gentlemen, the Popeyes challenge coming
this
summer.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. See you, Josh.
All right.
A couple comments real fast. Padilla, I get food from Popeyes fairly frequently and have never experienced anything like what John describes, and I don't use the app. Pretty much always a very normal fast food experience there. Interesting.
Another member of the cult.
Your voice comes through and they're just like, oh, it's that guy again. Jed says, this challenge is pointless because we all know John doesn't pay up on bets he loses. That's true. Still waiting for that spray tan, John, a decade later.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, interesting. Suddenly you forget. Oh, COVID brain, guys. I don't remember. What a great running and wrestling connection.
It was. Wow. It went really long, too.
Yep.
We'll come back because if that wasn't a dumb enough debate, we got more dumb debates on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.